Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We began this afternoon in Riverhead, where the architect, previously accused of killing four women and leaving their remains scattered along a coastal highway, now charged with killing two more. All last week, we were telling you that the cops were going in and out of Rex Huerman's home. They never did say what they were looking for. The guy's been on lockdown for months. Well, now we know what the extra fuss was about and how they were able to arrive at this latest reveal. And so we lead our broadcast on this Thursday with what prosecutors are calling a blueprint, almost a master class on allegedly how to commit murder.
It's now up to six women that suspected Gilgo Beach serial killer Rex Huerman is facing charges over on Long Island. Investigators say the killings of two more women, a 2003 decapitation and another 1993 killing, have been linked to Huerman through DNA evidence. Prosecutors say these killings expand the timeline of murders the 60-year-old Huerman is now charged in by nearly two decades. Huerman is a former New York City architect and remains jailed after his arrest last summer, initially suspected in the murders of four Long Island women. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
Yeah, they say they found in his possession, or at least at his place, all types of maps and things telling you everything from how to kill as well as how to remove tattoos. We'll be hearing more on this a little bit later in the broadcast. Through it all, Huerman maintains that he is innocent. He's due in court for a status hearing July 30th. No trial date has been set. The two men charged in an illegal sports gambling scheme expected to turn themselves in today in Brooklyn federal court. Police say Long Phi Pham, a.k.a. Bruce of Brooklyn, picked up at JFK earlier this week, and he was about to board a plane, they say, to Australia with a one-way ticket. Investigators say Pham, along with recently banned NBA player Jante Porter, conspired to rip off a gambling company. They say Bruce had $12,000 cash on him, along with two cashier's checks totaling about $80,000, some betting slips, and three cell phones when they stopped him out of the airport. Police say the one-way ticket was bought one day after the government attempted to question one of his alleged co-conspirators. Meantime, they say Porter actually ducked out of the games, his NBA games, to avoid paying debts to his bookie. Some new information says a co-defendant even encouraged Porter to take himself out of a game early to make sure certain prop bets hit the unders. Golly. Big fight on a Brooklyn street last night leaves one man critically injured. Police say a suspect went after a 58-year-old guy near 540 Hegeman in East New York. Say the victim took a nasty cut to the right side of his body. The suspect took off and remains at large today. Apparently, there were at least five known stabbings throughout the city yesterday, a particularly violent day. Well, the heat is on for Mayor Adams to reinvest in pre-K-3 and childcare programs, which came under the budget knife. A coalition of parents came from all corners of the boroughs today to the steps of City Hall.
Thousands of parents across the city received the news they were not hoping to get, finding out their child did not get in to the city's pre-K-3 program. Today, 100 parents rallying in City Hall Park, many of them bringing their kids with them, like Megan with her daughter, 2-year-old Ava.
We applied to 10 programs, the only schools that we could logistically get to, and still we didn't get the seat we were promised.
Susan Elliott is a mom of a 2-year-old and is wondering how she's going to sustain living in the city.
We were counting on 3K and pre-K to help ease that burden. New York is famously unaffordable. The fact that there was the promise of 3K and pre-K made us feel like it would be ridiculous to leave.
Yeah. Marilyn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall Park.
In Coney Island, a century-old pizzeria is up for sale. Everybody familiar with Totano's Pizzeria Napolitana? That's one of the few coal oven pizzerias left, and now it's on the selling block. According to the Times, a note appeared on their website asking interested parties to contact the owners. Note says, "We're getting up in age, and we just don't have the manpower to continue." Miss Louise Seminieri, the owner, runs it with her brother, Frank Balzano, and her sister, Antoinette Balzano, who talk with 1010 Winds.
We're celebrating our 100 years. I think the efforts and the passion that have gone into the business have now said it's time to enjoy whatever life we have left.
Oh, Mama sounds emotional there. The siblings looking for somebody to, you know, take it over and continue their family's tradition of pizza making. The pizzeria was started in 1924 by an Italian immigrant. And they still make pizza the same way in a coal-fired oven in a little one-story building in Coney Island, just keeping it to themselves. The family insisting their recipes have not changed. It has withstood the test of time. They say they've endured a devastating fire, Hurricane Sandy, a global pandemic, a couple of games. Tell you what, it'd be neat to take over something like that if you do it right.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.